When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Mommy kind of fast, though, kissing on Santa Claus.
Probably a traumatizing song when, like, the first time you, like, yeah, you grasp you it. Yeah. Or if you're living the song.
Well, where was Daddy?
Well, no, the point is that
no, I know.
Santa is Daddy.
But
are you sure, though?
Yes.
Well, that's that, like, is the point, but
what they say.
But think about the kid not knowing.
Not knowing, yes. Okay, yeah, yes. Okay, you know what I mean?
That's traumatizing. Sure. I mean, what do you got there? Like, what's going on? Do you
Santa's,
tell Dad?
Santa's got the goods.
Say, mama fast.
Do you confront Mom? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, Mom, what you doing?
No, he's going to tell Dad. That's what he says in the song.
Well, I think that's probably what you have to do there.
That's the smart move.
Ruining Santa
that's
Claus.
Right.
I mean, ruining Christmas. 215-592-9494. Christmas not ruined for the Eagles. They're still in fine shape. They're going to win the division with a win over the Cowboys on Sunday. But that might be Kenny Pickett. 215-592-9494. We'll find out as the week goes on. More information on Jalen. He's got to pass protocol. I mean, that's everyone's different. Some guys, Hugh, come back this next week. Some guys, they don't. I mean,
yeah, they take a little bit of time. And I think with Jalen, you don't want to rush him back because of how important he is to this offense. If he's cleared, you're playing.
Right,
but
right.
If he's kind of borderline, I don't think they take the chance.
Well, we'll see. Excuse me. We'll see what happens by Sunday. But the loss yesterday does put some things into perspective. So the idea of them getting the number one seed is very minuscule. I mean, almost impossible. They very likely are going to be the two seed by winning one of their final two games. But yesterday, Hugh, it did open up two avenues for them and who they're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. It does feel now like it's going to be one of two teams. It's going to be the Green Bay Packers or it's going to be the Washington Commanders. Now,
I want to see the Commanders.
Well, I do too.
I didn't want to see them last week because you know the whole familiarity thing. But nah. Yeah, they got it. Yeah, they got to see us.
So I did a little dive in the playoff machine last night. I was I was cooking up some scenarios here. Yep.
That playoff machine sounded like a forklift.
So I was diving in. So here, it's still likely to be the Commanders. But this coming Sunday, right, week 17, Packers will play the Vikings, who won again yesterday. That game is in Minnesota. Hugh, if Minnesota beats Green Bay and Washington beats Atlanta this week down in Washington, by the time we are talking next Monday, you know who the 7th seed is? The Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Washington will jump up to the 6th. The Packers could fall as low as the 7th. So yesterday, it gave the Commanders a little of a little boost here to get towards the 6th seed and maybe not play us. So you said Friday you'd rather play the Packers. You now on the Commanders? You want to see them?
No, I want to see the Commanders.
I do,
because
too.
Because it was a perfect storm when you think about it. They caught us a week after we played a physical game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And let's call it for what it is. They're out physicalists. They hurt our quarterback. He went out of the game. And they imposed their will on us for the most part.
Yep.
That's the reality that I think that a lot of people don't want to really wrap their minds around. I want that matchup again. I want that one because, I mean, hey, like I said, sometimes you get the bear gets you. And I'm pretty sure that the players, they want that matchup as well. They want to see him again.
And I'll take my chances with Fangio against Kingsbury for a third time. I thought Kingsbury got him in the second half yesterday. The Eagles ran a lot of blitzes at Daniels that did not get home in the second half.
Yeah.
And that's not, they don't usually blitz that much. I felt like it was an uptick in blitzes, and they didn't work enough, obviously. The Commanders move the football, gets them. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear what Sirianni said about the discipline issues yesterday on the team. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Oh, drink team, how y'all doing today?
Will, we're trying to figure out how to react after a loss. We forgot. We're just totally out of practice right now.
Okay, let me just say this first of all, okay? Jalen is the driver. We all been saying that. We all knew that. But now it shows, right? The second thing is, all this, and I keep saying it, oh, we got a game to give. We don't have no game to give. Every game is a must win, man. So let's stop speaking that into existence. But my thing is this, right? The thing is, as coaches, we supposed to be able to adjust to any situation. If Jalen goes out, if our safety goes out, we supposed to be ready for anything that comes our way, okay? This is the thing. Halftime, all you had to do was tell Pickett, listen, all I want is to score. I don't care if it's a field goal or a touchdown. We just need you to drive us down the field and get a score, okay? And the main thing that happened, everybody blaming it on the drop passes. Okay, that played the part. The defense being tired, and they were tired. That played the part. But the main thing is, you had 10 seconds left in the game. 10. You don't call a timeout, let these guys get a little breather, readjust, put a good play in, and say, listen, we want to force them out of the backfield. No matter what we do, we want him out of that backfield. Once he's out of that backfield, the time is ticking. Now, once we got him out the backfield, we just got to get him or stop the pass. But when he's out the backfield, that time ticking, if we get a stop anyway, the game over. So that's the thing, man. We got to be prepared for whatever happens. And guess what? Pickett did play a good game. You know what I'm saying? He did play a good game. But the whole thing is we have to do more. When we got that type of situation in play, we got to have more, you know, we got to open that playbook up, man. That playbook, you got to open it up, expand it. You got to activate all your weapons. We're not doing that. And now is the time to do it, man. But guess what? That was a small loss. Jalen didn't play. And that's the big thing. He didn't play. But guess what? He'll be back. But this is the question I want to ask, and then y'all can chop me. Mm-hmm. Is it because of protocol? Or did he have a concussion? And if it's protocol, will he still be able to play next week? But if it was a concussion, will he not be able to play?
See, I'm not sure on that.
So it's the it's a concussion protocol, and what that means is they have a baseline, right? He answers these questions before the season, and he however many questions I'm not sure how many it is, but he's asked a series of questions before the season. And then they do it so they kind of get a baseline for how quickly he answers the questions and how accurately he answers questions. And then they'll do the same or similar test when you get your head hit, right? Like during a game, they'll take you to the sideline.
And they'll ask you the same questions, yeah. And that's how it used to work, so I'm assuming it's about the same.
Right, and they'll get a gauge of, okay, he's answering the questions as quickly, or it's taking them longer, or he's getting them wrong. And they're like, and so like they can't really know, right? They can't know exactly if he has a concussion, but the protocol helps them kind of say, oh, he's probably concussed
here. Yeah, and I don't know how it works. I know it's something like that. And the way that they do it, it's... Like, they'll ask you random questions, then I'll ask you those key questions that you did. Because I remember doing it probably my last couple years in the league where they basically ask you certain, like, hey, where are you from? What was your favorite color in high school? What was the color of your high school football team or something like that? So, yeah, it just all depends on how he answered those questions that he was supposed to know. And whether or not they felt comfortable with him going back in the game.
Yeah, and now moving forward this week, he has to get out of the protocol, right? He's in the protocol right now. He has to graduate out of it by the time we get to the game on Sunday. And Hugh, it just feels like it's very random. I don't know how it works
because it feels like a lot of times that it depends on the player. I mean, obviously it depends on the player, but I don't know what the protocol is for each individual. So, and that's why it seems like sometimes it's longer for some and it's shorter for others.
And I think it has very little to do with, like, I think we look at Jalen and we say he's a tough guy, right? That has nothing to do with this. Mm-hmm. This is a brain thing, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, some players, they get out of it in a week and they play the next game. Jalen could. He also may not. Like, this is not, like, it's totally a flip of the coin. I have no idea if he's going to play Sunday. I don't think the Eagles have any idea if he's going to play Sunday.
No, it's still up in the air.
Yes.
I would venture to say that it's still up in the air right now.
Yeah, I would think we're not going to find out until, like, usually as the week progresses, you get a little bit of a sense. Sometimes players are back, like, walking through.
Mm-hmm.
I think Devontae missed the game after the Saints game. Remember, he had the Saints concussion?
Yeah.
And then I think he may have walked through on Wednesday, but he didn't make it back for the Bucs game. But then they've had players, I know, just you mentioned earlier, this past week, Zach Ertz for the Commanders, he got a concussion last week. He played yesterday. So it's totally up in the air. Can we hear from Sirianni yesterday? Because there were a lot of issues. Jalen going out, the defense, clearly discipline, special teams. But let's focus on the discipline here. CJ GJ had an ejection yesterday. And after that, the Commanders' offense was just going up and down the field. Here's Sirianni on the discipline of his football team.
We talk about everything. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. We talked about it on the field right there as it happened. Again, if it didn't get fixed, though, that's always going to be on me. They got to be better in those scenarios, and I got to be better in those scenarios to help them. So, again, we look at this as an opportunity to get better for them, because we know we need to. We know we need to get better from the things that we messed up today.
So the Commanders had 14 points on the board, Hugh, when CJ GJ went out. They scored 21 after that. I mean, they really moved the football down the field. Do you think it's challenging for Sirianni to get on them for composure when sometimes he doesn't show composure?
No, I think in this situation, though, it's you got to be careful about how you present the message. And I know a lot of people probably won't understand that, because we had an issue about a week ago when you're talking about Jalen Carter. I don't think you need to pile on. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, because I'm pretty sure CJ GJ knew after it happened and the way the game played out.
They missed him.
They missed him sorely. So you don't want to pile on. And this is a situation. This is a learning experience, people. And I know we're talking about it and emotions are running high and we haven't really been here in a while. We're going to be okay. But it's some things that you would rather see them now and correct them as opposed to being in the playoffs and you're one and done. So I'm not that upset, and I know everybody's emotions running high and the defense, da da da, whatever. For all the warts that they had yesterday, it's fixable.
Mm-hmm. I think with CJ, GJ, and Carter, I'll use those two as the biggest example, because mm-hmm. I feel like if we're picking the guys on the defense that are most likely to get personal fouls, thrown out of a game, it's those two. I don't want to take it away from them, Hugh. Like, they play those two.
That's what makes them who they are.
They play with an edge. I thought the Eagles missed that edge on defense last year with CJ GJ. But, Hugh, there's a line. Like, I can't. The first one, when he got a flag for a personal foul, okay, right? You're playing hard. You're playing a little over the whistle. You get one. But you got to be careful after that. Like, I don't want to hear CJ GJ blaming the refs for being too sensitive. If you know you already have one personal foul. I mean, we had Merrill on earlier. It's like, you know, pipe down. Like, right, don't get your... It's almost like in the NBA. You get one technical, you got to be careful not to get the second.
Yeah, and this is not an excuse, but you talk about the fact that they were out there chirping and what they were saying the week before. I mean, that's... You know, he was in the moment.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be smart in that. You're right, but he was in the moment. And it's one of them things, man. That's why I think they want to see them again. Because you did... That was a lot. Like... You pumped your chest out. You got the big piece of chicken. I can't, you know, you can't take anything away from the Commanders. They did what they set out to do.
Mm. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, boy, if you get to see him again in that first round, boy, ooh, up here, ooh, that's going to be a tough spot.
I can tell you right, you know who else wants it to be a first round game? The NFL, because it became a big
deal. But don't you love it,
now,
though, because we don't know what the Cowboys are going to be. I know Kyle said something last week that he thinks they're going to have a resurgence next year. But the fact that the Commodores look like they got some fight about them, that is beautiful. That's a beautiful. We already know the Giants. They probably a couple decades off. You know what I mean?
Now this feels like a rivalry
again. The Commodores coming like this. That's fun. I mean, I like it. I love it.
I just want to point out historically, because you brought me into this and what I said last week. Historically, the Cowboys bounce back.
They do.
The Commanders have one-offs and then fall back into the gutter.
I don't feel like this is a one-off.
No, I don't either, but I'm just saying, like, there's the RG, like, this happened with RG3. Mm-hmm. They had a boost with Cousins a little bit, even though they won the division like 9-7. But the Cowboys usually go like 12-5, 12-5, what, four-win season, 12-5, 12-5. Like, the Commanders, this is more abnormal for the Commanders.
I agree with that. Let's go to the phone lines here. Kyle in Port Richmond's up. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Kyle?
How are you? I got to agree with my man Kyle. You know, I was at the game yesterday, and I'm not taking anything away from Kenny Pickett. He did what a backup is supposed to do. He missed a lot of wide-open people. He held the ball a little bit too long. And, you know, the thing about Jalen Hurts is he has that it factor, that winning leader mentality. And when he's in the game, it shows. Like, he has certain skills that Kenny doesn't have. When Jalen Hurts is on the line, the defensive ends can't crash because of their fear of the RPO. When Kenny Pickett's up there, they crashed in, and you know he was running scared for a majority of the game. And same with Saquon Barkley in the rushing. When Jalen Hurts is in there, you have to fear that Jalen Hurts is going to take that ball and run it to the other side. When he's not in there, you don't have to fear that. So you can key and stack the box and crash the defensive ends and do things like that. So. And yes, I do agree with you guys also. I do also think that the defense was trash. I mean, but they were a little gassed because of the three and outs. And, you know, yes, they had five turnovers, but then they were right back on the field right after the five turnovers. So it's like it's a little bit of both. I think both offense and defense will play off each other. So that's just my opinion.
Well, they need to. I mean, that's why they've been good this year. Kyle, we appreciate the phone call. Go ahead.
You know what I find ironic in that statement? And not the call. Shout out to the call. Thank you for calling. Is that we sat here last year, and we chastised Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter for being tired. Hell, we even chastised nationally a quarterback for saying that he was tired because he couldn't run certain plays.
Yeah, Richardson.
But today,
well, that's a disgrace.
But today, we as fans want to use that as an excuse as a professional. I don't know what to say. I'm not mad. I'm just surprised.
I can point out where I think the difference comes in.
Where's the difference?
Because
tired is tired.
Well, can I explain the difference,
yes,
please, sir?
Yes, sir, please.
I think the difference is people are mad at Davis and Carter for not being conditioned, for not putting work in to be conditioned. Like, the defense is going, like, at a certain point, there's nothing you, like, if you're out there for so often, like, you're, like, accepting, okay, they're going to be tired. Davis and Carter didn't have an excuse to just not be relevant in the second half of the season. This is different within 60 minutes.
It's
of a
the
game.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
It's the same
it's
thing.
It's totally not.
Let me tell you. I draw it on my past experiences. When I first got to Philadelphia, we knew our offense was not that good. And we would go into games knowing that the time differential was going to be different. We're probably going to play a whole lot. You know what we did after that? We would do extra because we knew that it would probably come down to that. Everybody as a defense. Being tired is no excuse.
I'm going to get you right here.
What?
I remember seeing a video of Barry Sanders running all over your defense. You're sitting there huffing and puffing with your hands on your defense. That's within one game where you're tired, but you've never had a season where you're like, man, I'm not in shape. Like, that's a different thing.
It's a difference between
being tired and being conditioned are different.
It's a difference between being tired and knowing that you ain't got a snowball chance in hell in catching Barry Sanders. So, that's a big difference.
You don't think there's a difference between being tired in a game and being conditioned for a football season?
You got to suck it up, man. And you're always tired. You're always tired,
Joe.
But you got to keep going.
Football guy thoughts.
I'm a football guy here. Okay. Let me add an extra wrinkle to the debate you guys are having. I think it's interesting both ways you're framing it. I'm going to spin it to this weekend and why this weekend is so gigantic that the Eagles win this football game against the Cowboys. Everyone's been saying the one seed's not that big of a deal. They may be tired, guys, because they haven't had a bye since week 5. It's part of the NFL. You get it's attrition. Do you know when the Commanders' bye was? 2 weeks ago. They looked fresher in the fourth quarter. So I need the Eagles to win on Sunday against the Cowboys to get their, you know.
You sort of rest the players for the last one?
Right, so we could create a bye in week 18. Because the defense I saw in the fourth quarter yesterday, if they have to play every game, I think they're going to be out of gas by the time we get to the NFC title game. That's my feeling. It's just too many weeks in a row to play football at a high level. And they had a slip-up yesterday. It's not like, doesn't mean they're dead, doesn't mean it's over. That was a slip-up. So whether they're tired yesterday or they're tired because of this or that, I need them to get a little rest here. And if they win Sunday, we could create one in week 18. Otherwise, I will have this in the back of my head that they might be running out of gas here. Black Rudy's up. What's up, Black Rudy?
Yeah, first of all, don't hang up on me, Dan. I got a holiday message for everybody.
Okay.
So let me tell you something. Vic Fangio, you don't know what a spy is on third and fourth down for Jaden Daniels? Okay, you trash. That was a bad game by you. Kellen Moore, you can't make no kind of adjustments for tiny hands? Okay, I'm mad at you. Nick Sirianni, you out there, Sirianni, you ain't got nothing else to do. You can't count 12 men on the field and call a timeout, bro? That's on you. You went 4-4 in the fourth quarter, but you were scared to death to have Kenny Pickett do a touch plus. He can't do a QB sneak, bro. You can't go 4-1 for a QB sneak for the second and third quarter. Embarrassing coach by you. And what is your record without Jalen Hurts, Sirianni? And Hugh, how we have said, QB factory, right? What a QB factory is 0-4 when Jalen's out. So who's there? I don't know. But you got Kenny Pickett. Oh, first round pick. Now, Joe Giglio? Pickett is trash. I watched for 2 years. Tanner McKee would have won that game. I don't care what you say. A dude named Doug Dynasty won for Pittsburgh. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say about Kenny Pickett. He sucks. I know he sucks. Guaranteed he sucks. And yes, I know that's when he dropped that ball so take while. But Kenny Pickett sucks. And Tyler gave you all the math about it. And Hugh,
yes.
In week 11:47, I love you. I respect every down you done played. But listen, a defense is luxury. I don't hear nothing out of your mouth about no dang gum defense today. And don't you invoke the fact that you played. Because you've been telling me all year.
You got a good point, luxury. Man.
So I'm not taking no respect out of anything you can say. And I saw you down there in Atlanta shaking it for Santa Claus. Don't you bring that stuff up here. Get yourself focused. And let me calm down.
First of all, he had a picture of a Santa Claus dancing, and they tried to say it was me.
Was it?
Don't
allegedly.
Twitter,
you can't prove it.
And see Hugh taking it down there in Atlanta. Don't you bring that stuff up here,
I can invoke my playing days, even though I didn't think defense was that important.
Look,
I can.
He's back. He's a football guy again.
It's a luxury. Oh, yeah, stop, Hugh. I got some lemon pepper wings in the back of the video. Let me take my holiday mess so I can get out of here, okay? Now. Right now is the time of year where people try to tell you forgiveness and let people back in your lives. Don't you do it. Love the people that love you. The people you don't cut off, keep them cut off, player. Don't get weak now. Stay strong, stay petty, and love the ones you love. Okay? Merry Christmas to everybody. I'll talk to y'all. And Hugh Douglas, you shut your mammy and jammy mouth. Defense is a luxury, and Kenny Pickett sucks. I talk to y'all.
Merry Christmas, Black Gritty. Good phone call. This segment sponsored by McGurk's Bubba Grill.
Y'all getting all personal.
Yep, McGurk's Warriorsford is opening a new location. Another one coming soon to Langhorne. If looking for a great spot to watch the game, make it McGurk's. Yeah, I mean, you had to know that was coming here today.
No, I'm just saying, man.
Strong
I got
on the defense.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you what I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job. I analyze stuff. And the defense, they gave up 36 points.
That's fact.
Sounds like a necessity.
That's what we've been trying to tell you.
If you're
going to
sit here and tell me that the defense is the biggest reason they lost, then you got to drop the luxury take. I mean, you can't have it both ways, man.
I ain't got to drop nothing. It fits my narrative for the day. What are you talking about? Why can't I change mine? Everybody else gets to change their narrative. I can't change mine and be the defender.
No.
That I once was?
Nope. I'm like how today he remembered who he was. Today he woke up and said, I used to be Hugh Douglas.
He's a shell of himself.
He's like an old boxer goes out there one last time. I can still do it.
I could have been a contender.
All right, 215-592-9494. Your chance to react with us next. What's the biggest reason the Eagles lost the game yesterday? Is it as simple as Jalen went down or the other factors, the defense, the special teams, the discipline? It all was not good enough yesterday. We're off the rest of the week, so we got to do a kiss the baby coming up. Plus, the Phillies, they actually made a move. Yeah, not just Max Kepler. The Phillies acquired yesterday right as the Eagles were about to start. One of baseball's most intriguing young pitchers. We'll talk about it. 215-592-9494. Midday show right here, Sports Radio 94 WIP.